Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? Hey, you know, shit is going on. I do got to do my class tonight, so this ain't going to be no long video, but I got so much to talk about. This should be a permanent thought in your mind. You don't have to consciously think about it, but this should always be swirling around in the back of your mind, being the best that you could be. And I told you guys, I was on to some new shit. I'm not waiting for you or whoever to feel like I deserve your support. You know, I'm making my moves. I'm doing the things I do. And when or if you feel like fucking with me, cool. That's what I believe. That's my business philosophy. I don't do no hard sales. I'm not going to sit on the phone and try to explain to you, what the benefits, what the benefits of fucking with my shit is going to do for you. Excuse me, man, I got to take a drink. I've got teacups. So what I'm saying is I wish you guys would quit hitting me, asking me, what will it do for me? Dude, I don't know what the fuck the shit gonna do for you. So I just tell you, hit PayPal or miss me. Because I'm not trying to talk you into buying my shit. I do shit on my own terms. And I deflect any advice. I'm my own man, and I do shit, good or bad, I'm accept the responsibilities. And of course, I could make mistakes, but that's not what my goddamn receipts say. Every motherfucker who has advice, for me especially, but if you have advice and you think like you want to share it, you should ask yourself, why do I want to give advice and I have a life? See, you could easily take your own advice and roll with it. But that's never the case. You're not going to take your advice and try it on your life. You want to take your advice and give it to me and suggest that I try it on my life. Shit. You won't even consider your advice to me for you. It can only be because you don't believe your fucking advice yourself. Because I do every goddamn thing I tell you to do. All right, let me get this call before I go off on my tangent. 216, what's up with you, baby?
What's up, Huck? This is Huck's man. Yeah, before you go off, I got a question.
You're going
to probably chew me up, but I'm ready for it. So, look, man, when you first jumping off the porch, is it best for you to look for the pimping on the blade or, like, looking for some hoes? You feel me?
Wait. When you first do what?
When you first jumping off the porch, kind of.
When you first jumping off the porch. Wait, bro. When you first jumping off the course.
No, the porch. Like, first getting in the game.
The porch. Oh, otherwise you just starting. Okay, I'm sorry, bro. I didn't understand you. Go ahead.
No, that's cool. Yeah. You know, is it better to look for pimping out there to get laced up or just straight up head first go try and get you a hoe? I know you're going to chew me up. I know. Hey, I had to ask.
Hey, no, man. I ain't going to chew you up. I'm just saying like a race car driving school. I'm saying you can't actually be taught how to be what you're talking about. You can learn it, and some motherfuckers think they can be taught. But what I'm saying, bro, if you got to ask that question, it ain't for you. Because whether you go out there and get laced with some game before you catch a hoe, or you go out there and catch a hoe before you get laced with game, it don't matter. Because either one of them is going to get you out there in the field, and you're going to start really being laced. Because whatever I tell you, as far as, yeah, man, do this, that, and the other, blah, 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 and it's going to get woo-woo. And you start doing it, and it actually works, and it gets you out there. The shit you learn while you out there is going to teach you way more than what the fuck I taught you. Do that make sense?
You always say that, bud.
What?
I was going to say, you know, you said that to me before, and it rings true. You know, it definitely rings true to me. You know, it just makes sense. It sounds wild and crazy, like go out there and bump your head, but it just sounds like the only way, you know.
Well, why are you asking me this shit if I already told you this shit before?
You know why? Because it's sometimes you get a whole bunch of background noise, like other motherfuckers saying, like, if you do that shit, just jump off the porch. That's not the way to go. You got to fuck around with OG to get laced. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro. So, let me tell you something. You're fucking with scary motherfuckers. You halfway scary. And you're going to listen to some scary advice. Man, come on. You don't want no game, man. You just fooling yourself. If you got a job, you're a mechanic or something, be a better mechanic. Because that shit you talking going to get you fucked up. Because you ain't got it. Because no nigga that got it. Listen. No nigga that got it. None. Will sit up and ask how you do it. Never will that come out of motherfuckers' mouth that's really about this shit, even when they don't know it, because they know they got to get out there and learn it. The motherfucker that, hey, bud, what's the best thing to do? This is the motherfucker that read some shit. You know, you didn't read what this nigga did, read what that nigga did, you didn't heard this, you didn't heard that, but none of it is about you. Because you ain't went out there. Every motherfucker in the world have it, goes out there. Then they come back with scenarios from what jumped off to get laced. They don't ask how you get started, how you put your foot in the water. Do you ask the motherfucker that's teaching you how to swim, do I need to get in the water? Or shall I just learn how to swim?
Just learn how to swim.
I'm just saying, man. You know, this is bullshit. You niggas need to quit faking. You ain't got it. It ain't in you. So leave it alone and go on about your goddamn business, man. Why you can't
do
that?
Hey, bro, can I ask one more question?
Yeah, but
no,
why
because...
you can't do that?
But no matter what, I can't, man. I don't have a job. I'm not working. I'd be riding, last night I went out and rode a little track in town and shit, you know, so I hear what you're saying, though, bud. I can't leave it alone, though.
Hey, let me ask you something. I rode on the freeway. I mean, unless I was doing something, what the fuck are you saying? You rode on the track.
I was looking for him.
Sightseeing like a tourist? Because you didn't pull over, you didn't get out, you didn't get at no bitches. So what the fuck was you doing? You think a bitch going to run in front of your car and stop it and tell you to open the door and let her in so she can pay you?
But.
No, man. Answer the question.
Okay. No, I don't. No, to answer your question, no, I don't think she's going to do that. Of course not. No, sir.
So what the fuck was you doing on the track?
Remember, I called a couple of days ago, and I told you there wasn't no tracking.
What you did a couple of days ago, man. If you
okay, let me answer the question.
Listen, man. If you keep with this bullshit, and keep trying to evade the question, I'm going to just X you out. Fuck you.
Okay.
What the fuck was you doing on the track?
Trying to find a hoe and catch one, period.
Okay, stop. If you was trying to find a hoe, trying to catch one, did you even raise your window down and speak to a bitch? Did you pull over and get out and fuck with some hoes? Did you do anything that a motherfucker that's really trying to do that would do? No, nigga. You sat in your car, rolled up and down the street, and stared at bitches like a goddamn tourist. And you know that's what you did. The reason I know that's what you did, because I can listen to your fucking voice. And I can tell you ain't got the heart to do no goddamn pimping. So quit faking. I hate this, fake-ass motherfuckers. Nigga, you could be a great plumber. You could be a great carpenter. You ain't got to be no motherfucking pimp, you motherfucker. You weak as fuck. Why you didn't get out the car, motherfucker? That's what I want to know.
I froze up. I did pull over, but I froze up, bud.
Because you ain't got it. You ain't got it. What you need is a motherfucker to kill you before you know you ain't got it? You a fraud.
Hey, Judge, you know what, though?
You a fraud. And you faking yourself to death. You ain't gonna do shit but get out there and think you supposed to stand up for some knucklehead bitch and a nigga gonna kill you about that shit. Because this shit is not for you. It is not for everybody. Just because you heard of it. Just because you ain't got a job. Oh, yeah, I ain't got no job. Shit, I'm going to be a pimp. Man, a motherfucker that's going to be a pimp, he decided to be a pimp way before he thought about a goddamn job. You backwards. Now, why don't you quit fucking with me with this stupid punk bullshit. Talk to Rosebud about real shit. Don't talk to me about some punk ass dream you got and you ain't gonna bust a motherfucking grape. The motherfucker take all the skin off the grape and you still ain't gonna bust it. And you know it. Listen at you quiet.
I don't
want to
cut you off.
Nigga, you don't want to cut me off my motherfucking ass, nigga. You ain't got shit to say. Now, say it. Cut me off. Whatever. Say it right
come
now.
Come on, let me say
it.
I got something to say. All right.
Say
I got a background already. I got a background already on selling drugs in the street. So
hey,
I ain't dancing on that shit, nigga.
Listen, hey, I'm gone, man. Fuck you. Hey, listen, you guys. This is not about pimping. This ain't no goddamn pimp video. This ain't me trying to one-on-one tell some motherfucker how to be a pimp. Just because I was a pimp and I still got hella game don't mean that I'm trying to tell your goddamn stupid ass how to be a pimp. No. This nigga asked a question, which let me know he ain't even got it. He shouldn't even be even thinking about this shit. But, of course, you can't be truthful with you motherfuckers. You can't tell one of you motherfuckers the truth. Dude, this shit ain't for you. Go drive a diesel truck or whatever the fuck, man. Now, you can't tell. No, bud, I know what I'm saying, man, bud. It's in me. It's really... Nigga, 28 years old. And he come out as any. And he ain't even did shit yet. Man, you guys are stupid. Oh, 224, what's up with you, man?
What's up, man? I love what you're doing and what you telling these people because they stupid. They 100% dumb. I don't get what the hell motherfuckers be thinking. They just want to just be here to be here
hey, bro,
and
hey,
me.
Hey, I hate to cut you off, but listen, they don't be thinking. I mean, you're right.
They don't.
You aren't going to be able to figure it out because they don't be thinking. All they do is have a thought pass through their mind. They don't critically think about it. They don't dissect it. They don't see what's up with the thought for them. They just want to shoot the thought to me and have me bridge a gap to help them go out there and get killed. I ain't doing that, bro. I'm not doing that to none of these motherfuckers. I'm not sending you out to get killed. Because that's all they asking for, man. If I tell them, man, go out there and woo-woo, then they go out there and they're going to get killed. Man, I'll be feeling crazy as a motherfucker, man.
Man, and I love, you know, I'm the one that called about the cleft lip and all that, you know, I keep, every time I catch your show, I love when I catch your show because you are out here doing God's work, my man.
Wait, I ain't gonna agree with that. I ain't doing God's work, but I am doing some good shit. I understand what
you say. You are.
I understand.
You're teaching people. And I appreciate you, and I love the fact that you tell these motherfuckers exactly what the fuck they need to hear because they out here moving stupid, and you'll catch they ass and spank them. And let them know what the fuck they need to be doing. Keep doing it, bud. I love it, man. I love it.
Hey,
you are
bro,
a blessing.
Thank you, brother. I love what you're saying. Hey, check this out. You didn't really say nothing deserving of this, but since I really like what you said, hit me, man, so I can give you that audio, man. Hit me at astrosboys@gmail.com. Put the area code in the last 4 digits of your phone number in there so I know it's you, and we rolling, bro.
Okay. All right.
For sure. 216, what's up?
Hey, bud, it's me again. I'm just back, man. You know, I ain't scary, and I appreciate you cutting me up. I knew you would, though. But I just want to say that, you know.
Listen to me. You're not over 30, are you?
I am. I'm 41. I just turned 41. So
okay,
I'm older than 30 or whatever.
Stop. What I'm saying is, think about this. You're 41, talking that shit you're talking. Now, in high school, I was a great baseball player. Went to college, played baseball, thought I was going to be a baseball player, and I'm 41 now. Do you think I'm still thinking about being a baseball player? I may play baseball for the rest of my goddamn life. But I certainly don't think I can go out there and start a career. Or do I?
Well, I hear what you're saying.
What am I saying?
You're saying it's too late if you haven't been doing it already. But I ain't about to stop, though. I hear you.
Wait, stop, man. Listen.
Okay.
You are in a dream world. Because you're talking about you ain't going to stop. You ain't never started. You have never started, bro.
Right.
It's some kind of dream that you have, which is fine. You can have dreams. But if you ain't going to do something about your dream, all you doing is dreaming. You may as well be sleepwalking, fool. You ain't doing nothing for it. You ain't doing nothing about whatever the fuck you telling me right now. You ain't doing shit about it. And you talking about you knew I was going to cut you up. So, yeah, I cut you up. You hear I'm cutting you up. You ain't going to do shit about it today.
Yes, I am. I'm about to hit that bitch and hop out on something.
You're going to tell yourself, yes, I am. I'm going to do something. I'm sure is this shit. I needed this shit. And you're going to go out and do the same goddamn shit you did last week. And you fucking know it. Because how many goddamn times have you told yourself, man, I'm going to change this shit? How many times have you told yourself that?
A lot. Quite a few. But I'm working towards it.
Wait, bro. Wait.
Uh-huh.
You said you told yourself quite a few, a lot. How many times of that quite a few, a lot, did you actually do something to change?
More than once. Can I tell you one time?
Yeah, man, tell me.
I was in Gainesville, Florida. I called Shantae on the show, told him I was going to go to Orlando, hit the track, and I did. I hit that OBT. But I'd say some shit, I'm going to do some shit. You feel me? That's one time.
What do you think, man? That ain't shit, man. Because listen to me, man. If it was in you, you wouldn't be able to remember that little one thing you did. And that one thing you did didn't turn into nothing productive. So what? You told a nigga you go in the fucking floor and you win. He was talking about do something that's going to increase your game, make you want to be down and dirty. No. You talking about going on a vacation to Florida and pretend. You just pretending, bro. You can't say nothing out your mouth that I'm not going to tear up with the truth in less than a nanosecond. I don't even got to think about what the fuck you finna say.
That's why I call it. I love it, though, bud.
But, bro, you might love it, but what are you doing about it?
I'm doing something about it tonight. I'm about to listen.
You're
not going to want me to call back.
You're pretending to do something about it. You're acting like you want to do something about it. But you ain't doing shit about it. All you're doing is faking and wasting these precious minutes that these motherfuckers had to listen to me. Because you want to sit up and pretend like you down. Man, you ain't down worth a fucking, you know it. Why
well, my bad, but I didn't pick up your show. I know the school is going
to
get the game.
All right, if you didn't mean to take it up, let me get you off. I ain't nobody trying to talk to your bullshit ass. 916, what's up? I'm sorry. Didn't mean to have you on this so long, bro, but you know that's how shit go. What's up, man?
You brought up a lot of memories of my past, those type of behaviors.
I already recognize that goddamn voice, Juan. What's up, man?
Man, just you spit the same game from, I don't know, when back, I don't know what, 2010, I can't remember when you did Blog Talk. Simple, and I hear the same thing of, if you're doing it, why are they even calling you? And if they are doing it, the conversation would be a lot different coming from a square. But I don't just thought that was funny, man.
And one, the thing is, of course, you guys, Juan is one of my student alumni. Juan, I would imagine, loves Sidewalk University because it did some big shit for him. We ain't got to go through what it did. But what he's saying is that he can hear how he used to sound listening to you lying-ass motherfuckers.
And I'm not even from the streets. And I'm not even from the streets.
Hey, listen. Now, he really cracked on you. He ain't even from the streets and he can hear the holes in that bullshit you punk motherfuckers are saying. That's why, Bud, don't listen to it.
Hold on, Bud. And,
Bud, go ahead.
I'm a sharp, I'm very square. A sharp square at that with sharp edges. So there, I said it. I'm a square, too, in case they say that. So I'm a square.
Hey, Juan, we're all squares.
Yes, sir.
We're all squares, man. And you know we all square to something. I don't know shit about equestrian shit. So I'm square to that goddamn shit. I'm not afraid to be square to something. I'm a motherfucker, man. And I want to be that in all I do and represent. And I'm glad you called in, Juan, because you just gave me something else on my mind to talk about. You got anything else you want to point out?
No, sir. Keep learning, and I'm going to think it, do it, as usual.
Hey, think it and do it, you motherfucker. That's right, Juan. Hey, look, this I will say. This motherfucker was the scariest, most go along so it's cool type motherfucker I ever met. And once I start fucking with him and I realized how much he really needed what we was doing, shit changed. I'm talking about for me as far as where I'm coming from. I didn't take it personal, but I took it to where me and this motherfucker got to interact. Because I seen this motherfucker when I'm used to interacting with a motherfucker that not only don't give a fuck, but I'm real in what I'm telling you. And as we meshed, as we did shit, I saw this motherfucker growing. But he had some kind of trip. And I know if I'm, motherfucker, what's your trip, motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. It ain't coming out right. So slowly but surely, we got to the point where the motherfucker told me his trip. And, well, the only thing I can say is that shit did happen. But do you want to live in it for the rest of your goddamn life? Might have 10 years ago. You're still living in it. What I'm saying is this. This ain't what happened to him. Black holes are slavery. Bro, and these women talking about being raped, you know, and how it just fucked their life up and they no longer can trust men. Can you imagine how many black-ass bitches got raped? I'm talking about straight rape. Can you imagine how many black motherfuckers had to get raped knowing they might get raped again? These bitches didn't quit their man. These motherfuckers didn't think they was less of a woman. That shit didn't follow them for the rest of their life. Why? Because they was raped. It ain't like they did it on purpose. So what the fuck I'm saying is, if rape does what the motherfucking bitches say it do today, if it really did that, it wouldn't be no black people. Because every one of our great-grandmothers got raped by a motherfucking peck of wood. If the shit was true, we would not be living. Because we wouldn't be born. Listen. Yeah, I'm talking about some heavy shit. That's why you fuck with me. I don't just talk about this street shit. I talk about some real shit. Now, 404, bro, I know you're there. It's 224. I see you, too. I'll get you in a minute. 404, what's up?
Hey, I just had to call in the bag. My boy won up. I hear the same thing.
Wait. This sounds like, God damn it, I remember you, man, from the group.
This let me tell
Earl.
You, you won't figure it out.
This
yeah,
Earl.
It's me.
Earl,
yes,
sir,
it's me. Thank you much, Leonard. Hey, me and Warren both started out some squares.
Hey, I recognize your voice, man. Come on, man. What you got to say?
Yeah, me and Warren both started off some squares, but the one thing we had, we believed in ourselves enough to shut the fuck up and listen to somebody that can teach us. And that's
Earl, let me ask you this. You remember that Biggie Small shit I said to you?
So remember the who?
When I made the comparison or an analogy of Biggie Smalls.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
He said, he quit to tell you he fat and he black and ugly as ever, but however. And he still believed in his goddamn self, and that's why people respected him, and that's why he got what the fuck he got.
Hey, that aesthetic, how you look and all that shit, man, I'm telling you, I know One-Eyed George, I know fucking Jimmy with one fucking arm, I know motherfuckers with one leg, all these motherfuckers had holes. Every one of them had bitches. So it don't matter how you look. It matter where you coming from. And this motherfucking Earl, he's one of the guys that you motherfuckers, there he is, the such thing as graduating in one fucking semester. I don't promote it. because it would be making people think it's too easy. But Earl, so Earl, didn't you get straight A's or what?
Now, to tell you the truth of how I got it, you had to correct me on it. I got an A-minus on my final, and I was pissed. And I literally went and did my final over, even though I didn't have to, because I wasn't finna accept that shit.
Listen, man, you guys, did you hear what he said? No! You didn't hear what the fuck he said? He said he got an A-minus. Now listen to me. If it's about an A, the fucking records are going to show you got an A. It's an A minus, but it's an A. But this motherfucker say that ain't good enough for me. I wish I would accept an A minus. And that motherfucker did his shit again. What if he had did it and I said, man, this is some B work. Now I got to put the B with the A minus. Now this motherfucker got a B plus. He took that chance. And what I'm saying is when you take a chance and you get rewarded with success, your fucking ass have learned a great deal. And that's what Sidewalk University is about, showing you that the little successes that you fucking overlook and don't even see are the most important successes. Because, Earl, you do remember how telling you to go out and do this or do that helped you see all this shit you're seeing, right?
Yeah, actually, we had a conversation in week 10. I told you I got mad and I was almost ready to quit. Because I didn't feel like I was being challenged to face a fear. Because every week inside Walt University felt like it was an obstacle course for my mind to figure out how to stop lying to myself. I was scared as fuck, but I didn't care. I wasn't going back to who I was.
Fellas, you can think I gave Earl $300 to say this shit. Or you can believe this shit is real. Man, I don't give a fuck what you believe. I give a fuck what Earl believes. I give a fuck what Juan believes. Because they fucked with me. But what I'm saying is all you motherfuckers believe whatever the fuck you believe and you have not fucked with me. And you want me to care. And you want me to hard sell trying to convince you to buy some shit that you hear how it just helped this. I mean, if this brother don't sound like anything, he sound confident. You guys. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, let me throw the cherry on the top. I'm 5'9", 422 pounds.
Oh.
I bet y'all holler at a chick finer than any one of y'all scared to talk to.
Hey. So I just said that, I can let the cat out the bag. That's why I made that Biggie Smalls motherfucking analogy. Man, that big old black ugly motherfucker, he didn't give a fuck. Fat Calvin, you don't know him. He ain't no star. But Fat Calvin was a big old motherfucker. Jolly what they call that nigga? Jolly Roland? Yeah, they used to call him Jolly Roll. But this motherfucker was like, he found a way more than you, Earl. But,
I can believe it.
But them motherfuckers had women. Little skinny, fine motherfuckers. And them niggas, we, you know, I ain't, you know, fat like that. So I be saying, you know, this motherfucker had him back. I'm thinking this. And then, you know, we might, tonight, we blowing me and my partner, we say, man, that big old motherfucking Jolly Roll, man, that nigga be having shit. Man, that nigga think he's full of heaven and he doing what he think. I mean, that's what it's about. Earl, I can only imagine that you've been having great success with what you're doing.
Man, be honest with you, buddy, I was actually going to call you to get some, advice on this. The chick I've been dealing with, I done told I want another woman. She went out and was finna go find a woman and found one. I got pissed at myself that I didn't do it on my own.
No, no, you did do it on your own because you said, "Amy, I want me another one." And, you know, if you wouldn't have said that, you wouldn't have it. So who did it?
Yeah, you're right.
Who brought it about?
I stood on my nuts.
I'm saying you could have just thought that goddamn shit and never said it to the bitch. And she would have been willing to do it. But your motherfucking ass said, "Hey, this is what I'm talking about, you guys. You can want to be with two bitches, or you can do what it takes to be with two bitches." So what I'm saying is his want stopped when he realized he can get it, and he went after it. Because we go-getters. We don't want shit past 15 seconds. After that, we going to get it. And Earl, that's why I love you, man, because your motherfucking ass serious about this shit. You believe it. You stubborn. You hard-headed. You conceited. You selfish. You a bastard.
Hey, I tried my best to change and find out that myself and this is who the fuck I am.
Earl, calling you a bastard was the highest compliment I could pay you, brother.
Yeah, I know. See, I didn't get pissed off and said, "Fuck you, bud. I'm going to go to Florida to prove you wrong."
Hey, this shit is real, you motherfuckers. Just because I have fun, just because I talk this shit, same shit all the time, don't mean it's fake. It's actually the opposite. Hey, Earl, let me get this other brother, man. Thank you. I appreciate you, man. Hit me, Earl, if you need to talk, though. 224, what's up? I'm sorry.
Hey, what's up, bud?
Hey, excuse me. Let me stop this. Hold on, man. What? God damn it. What?
Hold on.
Me
or
listen
who?
To me, please, understand this. You guys call me every single day, two or three times a day. I don't want none of that shit, okay? Get me off the list. Can you do that? Please? Thank you. All right, I'm sorry, fellas. Hey, 205, I'm
sleeping.
I'm going nowhere. Come on,
224. Hey, man, I get the same calls. They be calling me all the time
all
about
the
some
time,
bullshit
man.
About...
hey, I got that Roblox and all that shit. They still call.
Hey, I'm gonna try to be quick because I know you got your shit to get to. But
yeah, let's go, man. Let's go.
My dad. So my dad was a painter for 20, 30 years. And I said, "Hey, listen. Why don't we do this for ourselves instead of you doing it for?" Because I used to work in the union and I got paid really well, right? But I was miserable doing that shit. And I went to my dad and said, "Hey, why don't we just start working for ourselves?" And he was like, "Son, there's no money in it. The you know, you'll have like illegal Mexicans that'll come in."
Let's skip the history and get to the point.
Basically, my dad told me that there was no money in the shit and that it couldn't be done. And I went out and got it. And in the first 2 months of working, we made 60 grand after paying our people to split for ourselves. Right now, I have a contract with Meijer, which is a company out here, a grocery company, and everyone says that it's so hard to get into that, and all it took was that belief in myself to go get it, and I've been doing it,
stop,
everything.
Stop. Let me ask you something, and I want you to repeat. 205, don't go nowhere. I see you, bro, but I can't cut bro off. Hey, man, you said all it took was what?
belief in myself.
Now stop. What I'm saying to all you guys that's listening, he didn't say he believed in me. He didn't say he had been listening to me and this shit resonated with him, blah, 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 blah. Now, he may have been listening to me and it did all that. But the bottom line is nothing was going to happen if he want to have somebody else support his dream. Even his fucking father in the same field don't see what he sees. So you can't expect no motherfucker to see what you see, which is what you believe, which was in yourself, and you went and did it anyway. Now, Pop's working for you, huh? That's kind of, you know, I'm saying, you know, that's how it goes when you believe in yourself. If you know what you're thinking is possible, and you don't do everything to do it, then you just a dreamer, and a lot of motherfuckers be sleepwalking because they be dreaming, and they don't know.
I'm gonna let you get to your next caller, but everything this man is teaching y'all gotta understand that it's the realest shit you will ever hear. Because if you do not believe in yourself, you won't get. And when you do believe in yourself, the world ends up being so much different. Like, shit will happen that you would never think was ever possible if you fucking believe in yourself. But keep doing what you're doing, man. I love it. I love it. I see it. And God damn, it's crazy.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. Hey, let me get you 205. What's up, brother? I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Yo,
come on, let's go.
Yo, what's up?
I got you, man. What's up with you?
I was getting off the clock. Oh, no, I was just getting off the clock when I was kissing.
Okay, but what's up? You got a question?
Yeah, I was there calling in. I want to tell you, man, I appreciate your work, man, your groundwork, man. I tell all my people about you, man, my brothers, my people, man. You know, you were my OG coming up, man. So I love the groundwork, you know, the stuff you're teaching, man. So, and applying it to myself, my life. And just listening to you, I just learned a lot. Just been a learning, man. Just keep learning. Always been a learning, man. You know, not limiting myself. Keep being unlimited.
Well, hey, bro.
I appreciate it.
What you saying is fading in and out, but I did hear you appreciate what I'm doing and shit. So, I mean, that's why I do this shit, man, because I know motherfuckers like you, motherfuckers like the dude I just got through talking to. You know, it's like everybody I've been talking to. They need this. They need this shit.
Yeah, they do.
And I am just happy or blessed or whatever way you want to see it to be able to deliver it. Because every so often, some, like Earl and like Juan, somebody calls and say, and they reinforce what I'm doing. And that's just, you know, the shit to me, man. That's all I can say. You got anything else, bro?
Oh, no, I just want to tell you, but I appreciate it, man, for real. You know,
I appreciate you the same amount, bro. Okay, you guys listen to this. I am stubborn. I'm hard-headed. But I'm hard-headed because I just won't acknowledge everybody's ideas. I mean, I wish I would go for some advice from a motherfucker that won't even use their own advice. I mean, think about this. Just about every person that has given you advice could use that advice themselves, but they don't. But they expect you to use it. What I'm saying is, if you had your money wrapped up in a project, would you use your advice? See, that's what I'm saying. You guys don't believe in yourselves. I didn't think you would, but I asked that question. And how many of you motherfuckers have shit going on that you could even increase or make, you know, profitable if you would invest. So, how hard? Let me ask. Matter of fact, this is for the rapping ass motherfuckers who's listening. How hard is it for you to do what's right? You can say what the fuck you want about me, but when shit's proper, I and many others don't complain. Because when shit's proper, I broadcast. I speak on it. That's like, I remember Nipsey Hussle. You know, when he got killed, I'll put some shit out because he had used my shit without asking me. And it was kind of fucked up on my behalf. And K.O. Hustle, you know, hit me, said what he had to say about it. And believe me, fellas, it touched me. So right now, shout out to K.O. Hustle for, you know, reaching out to me. And he did use some of my shit, but when he reached out, he got my permission, and he gave me my props. And I ain't even heard the shit yet. I mean, you know, it's been a while, but I don't listen to this shit. I don't know or believe it's going to be slamming. 216, you back, man. What's up?
My favorite pimp in that whole your whole history or whatever was that nigga Hollywood Delano. It's just fucked up. He ended up being on drugs. But I just wanted to call and make that comment, man. I like his whole style and shit, man. You feel me?
Yeah, but what's your question?
It wasn't really a question. It was a statement. A statement of that. You just let niggas know, man. If y'all don't got the audio book, man, y'all gonna get that shit. It's late in the game.
Hey, you got the audio book?
I got both of them.
Okay. So
man,
you do.
I got both of them.
All right, man. Hey.
Hey, let's pack it in.
Promote that shit for me, bro. Let your partners know they need to get it. And don't let no motherfucker get it for free from you, man.
Oh, never. Never that. Hell, I respect the game too much.
Right on, man. Thanks. I appreciate you. Hey, see, what I said, you know, I be trying to be real. I try. You know, people, you know, when you use my shit, I'm not finna sue these motherfuckers and, you know, trip about that. Of course, I don't want no motherfucker to, you know, use my shit. But what I'm saying, man, is I find that bright star. Because that motherfucker is exposing me, whoever he is. And Nipsey Hussle, when he used my shit, that really exposed my shit. So, I mean, who gives a fuck, man? You know, there's a fight to be fought. And there's a battle to be won. And you better decide which side you on. Because all the motherfucker, alpha niggas like me, betas, Charlies, Deltas, Edwards, Franks, and Georges, and so on, all be trying to fuck with me. And it's only cracking because I ain't tripping. I'm in it to win it. And we're in it to win it. And we taking all motherfuckers so they ain't down. We taking your business. This is all of this to it. And we ain't having no mercy. You know, we didn't gave you all the time in the world to get your goddamn shit together. And we want your shit to be together, so, you know, we won't, you know, have to do you like the way we gonna be. But you're taking too fucking long. So all my niggas, everybody that's fucking with me, understand battle's on. They just gotta remember, it's always darkest just before the light. I'm a motherfucker that understand when it's really something you want, ain't no way in the fuck you getting it without some problems. And you gotta stay focused. So, you know, I'm a dude, I write on you know, most of what I imagine. Whatever the fuck I think, I'll write something about it. And I string those little stories together. And sometimes it forms a book, sometimes it forms a video. But what I'm saying, when I'm getting close to the end, I start worrying about or thinking about bringing shit to a conclusion. Because the conclusion is just as important as the context. And sometimes you need a part two. 313, I just seen you pop up. What's up, man?
How you doing? How you doing, bud? This Rod.
Rod, what's up, man?
I just wanted to, you know, give my homage. A lot of situations be presenting themselves to me where I'd have handled it a lot differently, but I've been using it with my words, right? And I just look back like, if it wasn't for SW or even just, I only been rocking with you for 5 months now, right?
Right.
I just feel like, I'd have went down a whole nother path. The experiences I'd have had to go through, it could have been some life or death things, but man, I just give it my homage. You really, man. I don't know if you know. I really appreciate you, bud.
Hey, Rod. Let me tell you something. There's only a few students, not a few, but not a hell of a lot, that follow after they graduate and chime in several times like you've been doing. So you already showing how you feel about it, bro. Because what you're doing is a part of respect. You feel me?
Yeah, then they also said respect is love, you feel me? Without love, you can't have respect.
Well, I'm just saying, bro. Hey, we ain't gay or nothing, but I know you love me, man.
Yeah, well, honey.
Hey, I know you love me, man, because of how you feel about what you learned. Is that important, Kevin? The shit is that important. You be loving the nigga. You ain't trying to be gay. You just appreciating what you didn't got and how far it allows you to see in your future. And Brother Rod, you know what's happening every time you chime in, every time you listen. It's just clarifying most shit for you, man. Yeah, I mean, this is what motherfuckers have to do after they graduate. You gotta keep fucking with my shows, because I might have told you about this concerning this particular subject, but during the show, you might hear me go so deep into this shit that it really opens your eyes to what I was saying to you. Whereas the motherfucker listening to the show, they just being entertained.
Right.
Rod, you hear this shit and you get laced, because now you know how to hear the shit. You know what's being said, whereas every other motherfucker, damn, that rules, but he should be talking shit. He should be saying some hella important shit, but they don't get none of it. Hey, stay down, brother. That's all I got to say.
Right on. I just when you be going in on the slavery, I really like that, because not a lot of people touching on it. I just found out when people call white people honkies, it was because they would pull up in front of the houses and honk, you know, to have sex with the women, you know, for the prostitution back in the day. So, like, I've been just growing.
I never heard that, but I'm not going to say it's wrong. I never heard that. But what I'm saying is, actually, I don't believe that as far as honkies. Now, I don't know where it came from, so I'm not going to say where it came from. But I do know that whatever we say referring to a peck of wood is negative. But it's nothing,
right.
It's nothing like the word nigga. What I'm saying is, you can say redneck. You can say whatever word you want to say for a peck of wood. And them motherfuckers, they might get insulted, but they don't really get insulted like we do when a motherfucking peck of wood say nigger. Now, do you first? Do you agree with that, or do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So why do you think that is?
From having self-doubt, really. I don't know. To
no, it's
for
not.
Them to...
No, it's not. Nigga is totally derogatory when it's used by a peck of wood. But redneck, country bumpkin or whatever the fuck they use is not only used by motherfuckers like us that want to make them feel negative, is used by white people. They call each other that if they, you know, from that particular area or whatever. So it's not negative because the motherfuckers that actually, is, let's say niggas created the word, I'm not saying that, but let's say we did, they only said it to identify. Man, that's a peck of an old fame motherfucker, you know, whatever you call it, hucky
right.
ass motherfucker. But they not saying the race, the entire race is this. I mean, they could really think, you know, if I'm black and I see motherfucking peck of wood, I'm thinking the entire race is like that. But when I say you're a peck of wood to a peck of wood, that motherfucker might get upset because he know he is a peck of wood. That's some shit they say to each other. And what I'm saying is, yes, niggas say that to each other too. So we never mean it derogatory. We only say what we said, nigga, man, please. You know, white boy say, nigga, please. He's saying, you asshole, how you gonna say what the fuck you saying? Whereas when a nigga say, nigga, please, we could be laughing, we could be agreeing. You know, we could be whatever because it has nothing to do with nigga.
And that's crazy how it got that undertone on you. Yeah.
Well,
I get
I'm
what
just
you're saying.
Be glad that we have these kind of conversations because you sound like a younger brother. And a lot of you motherfuckers under 30 really do not know black history. It's just like something, you know, like UFOs. We know they exist, blah, blah, blah. I ain't seen one. I ain't never been on one. So they, but black history, people look at it like that. Oh, I heard of it, blah, blah, blah. But think of this, man. You know the Jewish Holocaust, right?
Right.
What do they say? Never forget the Holocaust. All Jews, they say that, never forget where we came from. But do you know what them same Jews say to a nigga? Man, slavery was
no.
a long time ago. Why don't you pass that shit up? Why shouldn't we hang on to what the fuck we know happened to us because it makes us more of a community like them Jews do. Why? Because America stripped everything from niggas to make them join each other. Language, beliefs, they made you separate in all ways, but any other motherfuckers, Chinese, Japanese, Jewish, whoever, you can believe all your shit. Whatever it is, religion, you can bring that shit over here and you can say we should actually change our ways to accept your shit. But a nigga can't speak. What nigga you know what tribe he's from in Africa?
Even
if we ain't talking about niggas from a certain place, what niggas do you know speak some African language?
And but I always had a like kind of an isolation. What is true black culture if it's always getting taken and then rewritten to it?
Bro, no. It's not what is black culture. It's that black culture exists. And what I'm saying is they shit, blues was black. Soul was black. All kind of nigga shit was black. Pimp shit was black. But as soon as they fucking define it, white people take it over. Soon as they defrauded, white people take it over. Hey, Pimp My Ride, we never said that shit, but we sure put all that shit on our cars because we fly. But they decided that this is an acceptable way to promote what they're promoting, making your car look whatever. So they say, pimp my ride. They say, pimp my house out. They say all this shit because they playing on the word pimp. Because people think what they think about the word pimp. But they don't say, pimp on this bitch.
Right.
They don't say, this is how, you know, pimps really live. They say, pimp my ride, pimp my house, you know, to show you pimp shit, but it's not really pimp shit. This is how motherfuckers fuck with your head and make you understand what they saying to be correct versus what is correct. Because what I'm saying is, do you think a pimp really think pimping his ride out is really going to do whatever the fuck they make it to look like it's going to do? No. The fact that he can do it and he's not afraid to do it is what make all that shit fly. Whereas every motherfucker, squares, you know, they do it because it's the fad. This shit is not a fad for us. This shit is not something that's going to come and go for us. But just like Pimp My Ride, Pimp Your House Out, all that shit played its part and it's kind of on the down low. I'm not the down low, but on the rescinding or losing interest. All that shit's gone. Why? Because pimp, blah, 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 has played its purpose for these motherfuckers. But it ain't played its purpose for pimp. It ain't played its purpose for niggas in the street that know about hustling. What I'm saying is we got to think like this. Because if you don't think like this, you're going to let these motherfuckers continue to steal our shit. There is no black soul singers that win shit. Do you see them in BET Awards? You got motherfuckers from everywhere but being black. Now, BET might focus on black, but I'm talking about this American or whatever music awards. The blues category. The number one winner is whatever this white boy name and his band. And it's the blues. Whereas before, when it wasn't defined, the only motherfuckers that really could sing the blues was niggas. Because they're singing about their life. They're singing about what they know happened. They're singing about what's fucked up. But white people, once they defined it, all they doing is whatever the definition is. Well, you got to be sad. You got to, like, you know, whine about whatever the hell. That's not the blues. The blues is the feeling that you have from singing or whatever it is you're singing about. And I'm telling you, none of that matters anymore, bro. I know I'm getting too deep. Because you guys don't want to get this deep. But I'm telling you, man, this shit, everything goes way deeper than you think. You're only touching the surface when you think about whatever the fuck you're thinking about. You got to break that shit down. How it affects me. How it affects my race. How, whatever it is, I don't give a fuck if it's a traffic law being implemented. At least that's what I do. I don't think I'm the shit as far as that goes. But shit, I do. I think I'm the shit because I do that. I'm finna put you back in there, but that was some good shit, man. I appreciate it. See, I gotta relax. And I got to allow my plans to take effect. You know, I've been offering my course for some years. And some of you motherfuckers might be wondering when I'm going to change. Everything changes. Except two things. The new will become old. And what's fresh will become stale. Life eventually will turn to death. And sometimes love becomes hate. Just as real niggas become real men, then mistakes can be corrected. Nothing should be thought of as permanent, except the value you place on becoming a real alpha man. You should be focused on being the best at whatever the fuck you're doing, whatever you intend on doing, whatever, for the rest of your motherfucking life. That's why my course is so fucking important to you. It takes hella confidence to not be swayed by all the bullshit you fucking hear. I mean, you know, motherfuckers confront you with bullshit every day. This best, blah, blah. Those who are not really confident in some shit to believe, and they have no real foundation, they're going to always be like, because they're not going for the shit. No, in every regard. Once you get laid by my clothes, you will become one piece of the bar. Everything changes except two things. And those two things is you and my fucking course. Now, I remember many years ago, when I was like a little scary-ass motherfucking dude, I wasn't sure about much. Certainly not about speaking to the fat-ass girls in my hood. But after I became Soul Man, my life turned around, and all I did was pretend to be this fly guy. I had a lot of girlfriends, but I didn't learn the true meaning of confidence until I started studying it. And actually, I learned a lot of shit from John Keogh, an actor. I can't really thank him enough. His ideas taught me about confidence in life. And I took, you know, taking some of his thoughts about life and applied it to my lifestyle. And I came up with surefire ways to connect with the women I choose to connect with. That's just what I got from this. I ain't saying what you do. That's what I was doing. It ain't easy, but it's sure. And you can have this shit too. You got to check my courses out. And you got to see what I mean. I kid you not when I say I have 100% satisfaction, and that's because I can customize the course for you. I can customize the course for whatever the fuck you're going through. And if we're in class, I really can do it, but if not, we would have to have some consultations. But what I'm saying is you can take the shit home that you're learning and polish it. Every morning that we wake up, we're at the beginning of a new day. And everything that happens that day should be something we intended to happen. The best way to make sure of that is to plan. Planning takes a little foresight, but you're only looking into what you want. You're only looking into what's going to work for you. So it's not really something that, you know, is extravagant as far as you got to fly. But when you see clearly what you want, you can prepare for it. You can prepare to have it. And when you prepare to have it, just make sure it's something that's going to be truly beneficial to you. Now, when you're sure it's going to benefit you, you got to see that your family will also chew on this fruit you sow. And when you're sure your family will benefit, look to see if you can help any other motherfucker that's in the world. And when you can see and do help others, any other motherfucker, understand you're going to achieve happiness. And once you achieve happiness, then you accept and you realize that you are always blessed by God and your life wasn't your command. What I'm saying is yours is a part of a greater plan. Planned by the greatest planner of all, and we know who that is. That's God. We are blessed. It's like this. Even though I'm having problems, I will do my videos as usual, but I'm not going to baby any of you motherfuckers. I'm not going to try to get you to believe what I'm saying. I'm not going to try to get you to accept blah, 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 or go for this deal or that deal. I'm going to offer it. And if you want to jump on it, you got to be ready for a semi-combative rosebud. But rest assured, I'm not, you know, taking my problems out on you. It's just I haven't heard enough bullshit. I've heard enough bullshit in the last few years to last me a lifetime. Think about this. No country in the world will allow you to break into their secrets. Not only break into their secrets, but live in their country. Have a sect of motherfuckers living in your country. They don't speak the language. And then they demand equality based on this country's laws. What I'm saying, you guys got to understand, man, I might be finna get political. But this is the only country, or it might be one of two or three, that's going to allow you to do this shit. Mexico won't do it. And if you went there and tried to live, you make it away with, you know, not speaking Spanish. But the country does not invite you in to take their country's money. Otherwise, you're in that country, don't speak the language, and whatever money you're making, send it to the United States for your family. They're not going to let you do that. They're not. China don't do it. They don't even allow you to live there without a lot of government bullshit and oversight. Germany is the same way. As is Japan. None of these countries will allow you to illegally live there. And if they caught you, you would be expelled, if not jailed. Why, then, could this country continue to do something that most other civilized countries refuse to do? It's the fucking loopholes. It's the money-making situations that this country is about. It is a matter of economics. And I'm saying that's the problems that occur from this free love mentality. It's just going to continue. It's the same stupidity this country shows in their import-export shit. This stupid country allows countries to export to this country at a lopsided percentage. I'm saying if you can export 20% of your shit to our country, shouldn't we be able to export 20% to your company? Excuse me, your country? What I'm saying is, if a foreign person wants to live here, I'm sure they'd be welcome. You know, if they went through whatever, you know, the same red tape that I would have to go through to live in their country. I can't understand the politics of this country, especially when it comes to immigration, and export and import. But let me tell you something that I do know, which I don't really hear it. But I know there's principles that we all have to live by when it comes to this. What I'm saying is, I know you ain't going to hear me. I know they ain't going to hear me. But do any of you motherfuckers know what is real value in life? For men. Well, for men and women. The same things are valuable. What do you have that is truly valuable? Well, I was mentioned to guess that none of you would list the things you do possess that are truly valuable because you may not have realized the value in it yet. But do you know what you have? I'll answer that for you. If you have a mind that's determined to lead you to your destiny, you have a valuable asset in your life. If you have a conscience that's going to allow you to not cheat, or it's going to allow you to understand things or do understanding things with others. If you have if that's the case, understanding, then that understanding is going to provide you and it's going to let you see and avoid dangerous or, you know, hanky situations. You have a valuable asset. These simple things are what is truly valuable to any person's life. It's not the monetary shit or the whatever physical shit you get. Realizing the value in things you naturally possess. If you do that, you're going to realize just how valuable your life is and will be. We are all planning or placing value on the wrong things. We're just placing value on the wrong things in life. We're placing value on the things that can erode or go away. But we need to appreciate the things that cannot be purchased. I strive for perfection. You know, that way I can accept excellence. Otherwise, perfection is different than excellence. It's a step above. And I know that the successful man does what the unsuccessful man hates to do. So today, as far as putting my work in, doing all the things that's going to allow me to get to this position, I can see myself being 60 or 70 deep. With a rainbow coalition of women who wanted nothing more than to please my black ass, knowing full well that that's never going to happen. See, most of you have a girlfriend, and this girlfriend happens to sit and wait for money, while you sit and wait for her to wait on the money. Shit, that bullshit, I'd be so motherfucking deep. Suckers really do provide food for a real nigga to eat good. And now that you know this, you motherfuckers ain't never gonna let that hoe go to the store. Because if you do, a nigga like me liable to catch her. I'm gonna see this shit later because I probably struck a nerve. Just think about it. We are only a fraction of 1% of the voting population. And there are many with the same feelings that we have that won't be able to vote if it's left up to the Republicans. So I'm just saying, in my own way, I'll be trying to do my part by promoting the truth, stating and talking about the truth. And if you're smart, you won't let me be alone because it is about the truth. And those fucking Republicans are stacking the decks. But please don't act as if you can't see it. Even though they're stacking the deck, they must not know they fucking with, because you got to remember, at one time we couldn't vote. So do you think we're really going to stand still and let that time come back? Do you think we're going to let them motherfuckers implement laws that's going to take us back to those times? Man. Think about this. That Watts riot ain't got shit on what's going to happen if they actually put laws in the place where we can't vote. That Rhonda King shit, rest in peace. I mean, that uprising was pale in comparison to what the fuck you know is going to happen following them passing the law and saying you can't vote. All they're doing is telling you, in essence, fuck you. But we can show these motherfuckers we are sharper than they give us credit for, because I'm sure they didn't think a nigga like me would care. I do. And I'm shouting out loud. I believe if that Obama shit was able to pass as far as in its full capacity, this country would have seen a change already. And after all, that's what he promised. And everybody voted for his motherfucking ass to get in. So people must want that. You know, people go to the hospital daily who do not have insurance in this country. Now we got this fucking Delta virus. So in reality, if we allow people to use Medicare or not, we still pay for it. And what that motherfucker Obama was talking about doing, you know, that the Republicans did was make it more difficult for hospitals and doctors to fraudulently charge Medicare. Did you know that Medicare fraud is a multi-billion-dollar industry? No, you didn't. People who use Medicare or medical, let's say they break their leg or something, you're going to have 3 to 5 more office visits than the person who has private insurance. Because people who use Medicare or Medi-Cal, and then you break your leg or whatever, Medicare or Medi-Cal wants to pay, get you to pay for those extra office visits. So what is the reason for this? Wouldn't you think if your leg was broken, regardless of who insures you, it would take the same amount of visits to the doctor? Well, it doesn't. Look it up. Routinely, it takes more visits for the Medicare or the Medi-Cal patient to see the doctor than the private citizen. And this is for any ailment. Private insurance have investigators to go around to these offices and check the records and make sure the office is not overcharging. in these private practices are getting $40 to $50 billion a year from medical or Medicare, and they're getting it from bogus office visits and trumped up prescriptions. The medical profession is really a lucrative business. And if you look up at Medicare or Medi-Cal, it's really more lucrative because of the things I'm talking about. So you're starting to hear from the pharmaceutical industry, and, you know, because the drugs they're peddling, you know, are going to have a huge net put in it. If Obama shit would go through, I mean, that's why the Republicans didn't want that to go through. It was going to cut into their money. And I'm sure you know they don't want to cure any ailment. Think about it. If they cured the shit, how could they continue to sell medicine? The only thing the medical industry does is treat symptoms. I know some illnesses and diseases have been cured or actually even eradicated. So I'm not saying medicine or medical research is no good, but I am saying those professionals are seriously ripping part of the country's budget off. And they're doing it by misusing Medicare. And Obama was on the right track trying to put a stop to it. I remember Romney and all of those fucking people that, you know, make money off of fucking, you know, oil and weapons and, you know, medicine. Them motherfuckers was dead set on stopping Obama at all costs. And you got to remember, if Obama would have been able to implement every one of his ideas, I'm saying we might be seeing the change he was talking about. But you got to think about it. If you have 9 ideas, and these 9 ideas together will turn your business around, then you only implement 3 of those ideas, do you think your business will turn around? We need all of, or we needed, all of Obama's fucking ideas to make it work. It's a real hard job, if that's the case, being a politician today. And we just have to accept it. It's not what people thought it was. You just sit up and collect a check. No, it's not that. Now listen. I really do have a lot more to talk about, but I got to do it on another video because I got fucking Sidewalk University to do, and I don't want to run into the time frame. So let's just get busy maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, because I'm gone right now.